Tris, Disc 8.
Chapter 31. Sunshine and shadow dappled through the trees onto the stream's surface. It was far more calm running in the woodlands. Shog took down the sail and furled it. The others kept rowing and poling, with Skyrim expounding his list of complaints.
I say, my bloomin' paws are jolly well sore. Must be worn down to the flippin' bones by now. Blisters on top of my blisters, that's what I've got.
Sagax pulled stoically onward.
Should have blisters on your tongue the way you're yammering on there. Give it a rest.
However, Skyrim was not to be deterred so easily.
A rest? Jolly good idea, if you ask me. A rest and a whacking great feed. We're going to have to stop soon and eat, you know. It's not fair a chap starving to death, all because a few mangy vermin are chasing us. Can't one of you bright sparks think of something to slow them up or put them off a bit, what?
Sagax snorted.
We could always chuck you overboard like we did those other two. That'd slow them up.
Kruver stumbled as his pole hit a root. Shog peered through the crystal clear water.
Look! See that root running across the bottom of the stream bed? There's lots of them from the trees on the bank. Just the sort of thing we need, mates.
Picking up the broken oar shaft that he had used as a weapon earlier, Shog felt the broken end. It tapered down to a blunt point. The broken oar was almost as tall as he was.
Kruver, I think we need two otters for this job, matey.
They huddled together at the stern of the boat, whispering. Shog had his knife out, whittling the broken end of the oar to a point until it began to resemble a sharp wooden stake. Kruver leaned over, peering steadily down into the stream.
There, that's the place. Come on, we got work to do. Sagax, keep a going upstream, don't stop. We'll join you later, won't be long.
With scarcely a ripple, both otters slid overboard into the stream. Skyrim glanced astern.
Do you think they've spotted a good fat fish? I'm famished. The jolly old tum's making an awful noise, what?
The hungry hare was a constant source of amusement to Tris, who smiled as Sagax berated him.
Listen, twiddly ears. Stop moaning about your stomach and get this vessel moving. We're dead beasts if those vermin catch up with us. You don't hear Tris and me complaining all the time. Now get on with it!
Skyrim pulled away resentfully, chunnering to himself.
You don't complain, because you're not a hare. We're noble beasts with blooming noble appetites, too. Blinking badgers and squirrels can live on a pawful of nothing, but not this mother's child. I need a good 6 square meals a day at least.